This, then, is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice, O Son of Man.
Welcome again to our program of hymns and gospel songs on Hymn History. Today, our entire program concerns the life and hymns of John Newton. The first one the Bob Jones University Radio Choir sings is Safely Through Another Week. John Newton was plagued with a treacherous memory. In his youth, it had betrayed and nearly ruined him. Therefore, how could he trust it again? As a boy, he was thrown from a horse and nearly killed. Looking death in the face in this abrupt and untimely way, a deep impression was made. But of the event, he said,
I soon forgot about it.
Some years later, he made an appointment with some companions to visit a man of war. They were to meet at the waterside at a certain time and row out to the battleship. But Newton was detained. His companions left without him. The boat was upset and they were drowned.
I went to the funeral and was exceedingly affected. But this also I soon forgot.
For some time, Newton was a slave trader. He became involved in the unspeakable atrocities of the African slave trade. And then he actually became a slave himself. He was sold to a negress who made him depend for his food on the crusts that she tossed under her table. On March 10, 1748, Newton was on board a ship that was threatening to founder in the grip of a storm. The hold was rapidly filling with water. As he hurried to his place at the pumps, he said to the captain,
If this will not do, the Lord have mercy upon us.
His own words startled him.
Mercy? What mercy can there be for a wretch like me?
About 6 in the evening, the hold was free from water, and there was a gleam of hope for survival. Newton thought he saw the hand of God displayed in the crew's favor. He prayed for salvation and was converted. This experience is evidenced in his gospel song, He Died for Me.
I saw one hanging on a tree in agony and blood. He fixed his languid eyes on me as near his cross I stood. Oh, can it be upon a tree the Savior died for me? My soul is thrilled, my heart is filled to think He died for me. My conscience felt and owned the guilt and plunged me in despair.
John Newton left the sea and entered the Christian ministry. He printed Deuteronomy 15:15 in bold letters and fastened it right across the wall over his mantelpiece.
Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondsman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee.
From that time forth, Newton's treacherous memory troubled him no more. He never again forgot. He could not forget. When he was an old, old man, Newton said,
My memory is nearly gone, but I remember 2 things, that I am a great sinner, and that Christ is a great Savior.
And John Newton is remembered through his hymns, left as a testimony to the matchless grace and mercy of our glorious Lord.
Thank you.
We'd like to end our program with John Newton's benediction, set to music by B.B. McKinney. Were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Hymn History is written by Laura Pratt, technical supervision by Dave Harrell. Corbin Tabler is production director. Listen next week at the same time for Hymn History. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.